Hello, good morning or good day. Welcome to Turning Point with Femi Emmanuel. Welcome to TPGF, Turning Point Global Family, Daily Devotional Prayer and Prophetic Altar. Wake up to this altar daily. After, join us on our new prayer platform, the Daily Turning Point Prayer Hub, on our YouTube, Facebook, and the other platforms. 6:30 to 7 a.m. Nigeria time. We call it securing or commanding your day. If you can join us live, 6:30 to 7 a.m. Nigeria time, whichever country you are, fine. But if not, because of time differentials, nothing lost. But whenever you wake up in your country or wherever you are, go to our YouTube and Facebook. Click, sing the song we sang, pray the prayer, the 6 prayer point we pray into the day, and make the prophecy that we prophesy. Then make the sacrifice that we made. If you are consistent enough, within a short time, everything around you will change for better. Welcome to Friday, day 7 in November. I have said again and again that days and numbers are spiritually profound. The seventh day holds deep spiritual and scriptural significance. It stands for divine rest, completion, and wholeness. Nothing missing, nothing broken. Spiritually, it means entering into the finished work of God. On the seventh day, the Israelites marched round the Jericho wall 7 times and the walls fell flat. Let me stop here and connect the spiritual dots in praying for everybody today. Be responding with amen and receive it. May today mark the beginning of your rest from fruitless labor. Every good project and plan and journey you have in mind shall be completed beautifully on time and to time. Nothing concerning you shall be half done or abandoned anymore. From today, enter your rest. Cease from struggles and stress in getting things done. Receive divine rest from life's battle. I proclaim your rest financially, physically. You are sickness and pain free. Rest in your spirit. This is your seventh day of refreshing. This rest season will set you apart for favor, mark you out for distinction. This day will bring you blessing that cannot be reversed. Wherever you have suffered defeat or setback, there will be full restoration. Say, I receive it. God is sending angels in form of men and men in form of angels to bless you. I have an urge in my spirit to pray alert upon alert prayers again. Touch or raise your phone. If you have a currency note of choice in your country, hold it together with the phone and let me pray. I prophesy to you, receive alert upon alert. Oh yes, huge money will be paid into your account today. Your goods, your market, your products, and your services will sell. This is the end of the year. Great season of sales. Your customers will come in droves. Your clients will come from far and near. Those owing you will pay. God will put you in the mind of good people to bless you financially. Say, amen, I receive it. Yes, receive it. It shall be so. When God's financial blessings start happening for you, remember to pay your tithe and sow your seed so that a bigger door will be opened for you. Those born this day, November 7th, celebrant, open your hand for your birthday prayers. You are blessed. Your new age is blessed. You shall live the rest of your life in peace, in progress, in good health, and in abundance. Happy birthday. Now, let's shout 7 hallelujahs in quick succession for victory. Let's go. Hallelujah, 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 and hallelujah. Amen. First issue for treating today. Sir, when does this commission carry out water baptism by immersion? And what is the procedure? Wow, oh no. This commission does not conduct water baptism. We are not a church. It's only the church arms that can do that. Next, good morning. Daddy, my husband is cheating on me. And he does it without feeling any remorse. It will be difficult for people to believe me because of his outward character and appearance. I challenged one of his side chicks. He said they have been together for more than 10 years and I did not know. Daddy, I need your serious prayers and what to do. Our marriage is 24 years this year. Wow. If your allegation is true, then you have married a promiscuous man who did not see anything wrong in his way of life. As I have said before, these are foundational mistakes. You marry the wrong person who is promiscuous and polygamous in his belief and nature. And I'm not blaming you. You did not know better then. As you said, you got married to him 24 years ago. Obviously, you were not this spiritual and scripturally informed to know what to look for in a man you will marry. There are thousands, if not millions of women like you who got married blindly or traditionally. As to what to do, prayers, warfare prayers. For him to be keeping side chick for years, it means he has some money, because side chicks do not come free. If you marry a promiscuous man who also have money to carry out his unrestrained way of life, only God can intervene. So I advise warfare prayers, patience, trust in God. Reporting him to people may worsen the case. Trust God for his conversion and salvation. When he's genuinely born again and mature, he will be more God-fearing and change his way of life. A lesson here for all singles and waiting. Follow God's guideline for man to make the right choice in marriage. Next, good morning, Daddy, and our beloved family. Daddy, please, I want to beg for you to continue to bless our communion on Saturday online. Please remember, we have aged parents that are not IT compliant. They don't know how to download YouTube or Facebook or TikTok to watch. Many of them are around. More anointing, sir. Wow. Okay, I note your point. Listeners, we now administer the weekly, every Saturday communion on the YouTube Prayer Hub, 6:30 to 7 a.m. Always prepare your communion element on Friday evening and join us on YouTube, Facebook, and the other platform. What this person is saying is that there are aged people that are not on social media, and they will be missing out. So I should be blessing the communion on the audio message on Saturday. I hear you. I quite agree. Now, everybody, join us. Tomorrow is the communion day, 6:30 to 7 a.m. via YouTube and Facebook. But those that are not on social media, I will be blessing it on this audio, as you have said. Next, good morning, Daddy, and TPDS siblings. My son is 23 years old. He's into fashion design. He sews menswear. He's very anxious to get married and settle down. He said I should look around for a good lady for him to marry. He does not want to do the searching himself, but he wants to settle down in marriage. Daddy, please advise me. Wow. Omo Atijo, your son has the old generational traditional mindset. My advice is that you should guide him, maybe even make suggestions to him, but don't do the choosing for him. At 23, he's still growing and maturing. He will likely get more mature later. I may not like the person you chose for him. Then the blames will come to you. Marriage should be individual choice. He must know what he wants for his life and the kind of life partner that can help him fulfill his life vision. I also think 23 years is too young a man to be talking about marriage and settling down. That's my personal view anyway. Marriage is for men, matured men and women, not for kids. Listeners, if you have a different opinion, express it and send it to us. Right? Rebroadcast this to all of your contacts. Do so daily. Today, Friday 7th, is the beginning of the 3 days special administration to firstborn and sons in Lagos Avenue, Living Spring Chapel, Goshen Land, Allen Avenue, Ikeja, that have been announcing. 5 p.m. today, 8 a.m. tomorrow and Sunday in a combined service. All firstborn and sons, male and female, father side, mother side, all parents of firstborn and sons, wives, married to firstborn and sons, husband, married to firstborn wives, come, bring them and come and stand in the gap for them. It's interdenominational. It's interreligious. It will be live streamed to the whole world. So join us on social media platform wherever you are. This evening, 5 p.m., tomorrow and Sunday, 8 a.m. Pay your tithe. Sow your seed. These are the things we are going to do for as long as we live. You can listen to other people's testimonies as they pay their tithe, personal and corporate tithing, as they sow battle seed and thanksgiving seed, and the seed of 11,111 naira, 11 kobo, or whatever you are able to do, or 111,111 naira, 11 kobo, for those who have the faith and believe and are able to do that. I speak to your life. Be blessed. Be lifted. Go and fulfill purpose. God sent me because of you. Heaven will not rest until you are truly blessed and fulfilled. I'm Femi Emmanuel. I love you, TPGF. Truly blessed. Bye.